This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Bruchim Abaim. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Mesachas Yevamos, Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis. And we're going to start from the Mishnah Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, four lines from the bottom. Hamimaenes Beish, someone who does mian to a man, so it's oiker the kedushin lamafreya who mutar b'krovaseha. He's permitted in her relatives. He mutars b'krovav. She's permitted in his relatives. V'loy paslo menakuhuna, and he does not exempt her from. He does not disqualify her from kuhuna. Why? Because she's not considered a. She's not considered a gerusha. Nasan la get. If he gives her a get, hu asur b'krovaseha. He is asur in her relatives. Vihi asura b'kroivav, she's also in his relatives. Upasla mena kuhuna, and he disqualifies her from kuhuna. So that's the difference between miyun and a get. Miyun is oiker the kedushin l'mafreya. Get, they were married, and therefore he's also in her relatives, she's also in his relatives, and she's pasla mena kuhuna. Nasan, now, here's the interesting case. Nasan la get, if he gave her a divorce, Verzira, and then he brought her back. Miana boy. Then she does mian. Vinisis la'acher, and she marries someone else. Vinis armala, and she becomes an almana, a nisgarsha, or she's divorced. Muteres lachzer loy. She's permitted to go back to him. She's permitted to go back to him. Now, why? But after all, she's a machzer grusha. She was divorced. She married someone else. How in the world could he take her back? So I would have said, you know why he could take her back? Because the din of machzer grushasai is you can't take her back after you divorce her and she marries someone else. But here, you married her back right away. And then, the guy did, then she did miyun. And she married someone else. And then you took her back. So you're not taking back a grusha. You're taking back someone who did mion to her, to you. That's what I would have said. Machzer grushasa is when, after you divorce her, she marries someone else. In this case, you took her back before she married someone else. It's just she did mion, and then she married someone else. So then, of course, you could take her back. But that's not the pshat over here. Because the din actually of machzer grushasa is if you divorce a woman, and at any time someone marries her, you can't take her back. The reason why you're allowed to take her back in this case is because the fact that she did miyun to you made it like she was never married to you to begin with. So you could take her back because you're not taking her back. You're marrying her for the first time. Miyanabai, if she did miyun to you, ve'chzir, and you took her back. Nasan laget, v'nisis la'acher, v'nisar malay niskarsha, asur lachzir lai. Because in this case, you divorced her, she married someone else, and then you can't take her back. Zehaklal, here's the rule. Ged achar miyun asur lachzer loy. Ged after miyun, it's prohibited to take her back. Get after miyun, you can't take her back. Miyun achar get, miyun after a get, mutar zlachzer loy, because the miyun makes it that you were never married to her. Fine. Next case. Hamima'enes be'ish, if you do miyun to a man, v'nisay slacher, and you married someone else, v'gir shalacher, and you divorce the other person, u'miyana boy. You married someone else, and she divorced someone else. Umiana boy, and she married another man, and she did mian to her. So how do you read this? You did me hamema enes b'ish. She did miyun in a man. V'nisis la'acher. She married someone else. V'gershan, she divorced her. La'achar, she married someone else. Umi anaboy, and she did miyun to her. La'achar v'gersha. So the word, it's la'acher v'gersha, la'acher umi anaba. La'achar v'gersha. So basically, how many women did she divorce? So she's mema'enes b'ish. V'nisis la'acher. V'gersha. She did miyun to one man. She married another man and divorced her. La'achar v'umi anaba. La'achar v'gersha. So according to the Mishnah, she only divorced two people. The halach is zeh klal. Kol sheyotzis mena beget. Anyone who you leave from with a get, asur la'achsola, you cannot take back. But miyun, anyone who you leave with miyun, mutaris la'achsola, you could go back to. So the Gemara is going to point out that the beginning of the Mishnah does not seem to be consistent with the end of the Mishnah. And the reason is because the same way if you give someone a get and then miyun uproots the first get, so then if you divorce someone and then you do miyun to the second person, the miyun to the second person should really uproot the gerushin of the first. Now why would that be? Why does miyun uproot a get? Let's say a man gives a woman a get, he takes her back, and he does miyun, and she does miyun to him. The miyun to him indicates that she's a ktana. So if she's a ktana, then you were never married in the first place, so that get was not good. So similarly, if, let's say, one guy gave her a get, and she married someone else, and she did miyun to the second guy, by doing miyun to the second guy, she's indicating she's a ktana. If she's a ktana, then she was never married to the first guy. Seemingly, it would seem that the same way miyun uproots the same person's get, it should uproot the other person's get. Yeah? Okay. So, commenting on the first part of the Mishnah, that it says that if he gives her a get, takes her back, and then she does miyun and marries someone else, he could take her back. From here we see alma asi miyun umavato get. From here we see a miyun comes along and invalidates the get. Says Gemara minhi alaska sira hamima enes beish. If she does miyun against to a guy, v'nisis la'acher, and she marries someone else, v'gersha, and he divorced her. La'achar marries someone else, miyana boy. La'achar v'gersha. La'achar miyana boy. The Mishnah says, "Zeh haklal kol sheyotzasai mena beget asur la'achsolai." Anyone who you went out with the get, it's asur to take her back. But miyun, anyone who you went out with miyun, mutaris la'achsolai. But why is the person who you left with the get asur la'achsor boy? Why don't we say miyun is oiker the get? So here we see that we do not say the miyun of the friend comes along and is mevatel his get. Why in the ratio do we say asi miyun mevatel get? In the seifa we don't say asi miyun mevatel get. Amar Rava. Rava said, umay kosha. What's the difficulty? V'dilma miyun didei. So now, excuse me. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Tavra, break it in half. Mishashana zu, loishana zu. These are two different Tanaim. It's inconsistent. Meaning the first Tana holds that Asi Miyun Umevatel Get. The second Tana holds Asi Miyun V'loi Mevatel Get. So it's not consistent. It's different Tanaim. And later on, the Gemara is going to say who the different Tanaim are. Amar Rava, Rava said, "Umay kasha." I don't understand the question in the first place. V'dilma miyun didei mevatel get didei. Maybe his miyun is mevatel his get. Miyun dechavre loy mevatel gita didei. But the miyun of his friend is not mevatel his get. Meaning, the miyun done to him is mevatel the get that he gave. the miyun done to someone else is not mevatel his get. So the Gemara says, "Umay shna miyun dechavri mevatel gitah didei." Why would it be different that the miyun done to his friend would not be mevatel his get? So the Gemara says something very interesting. The Gemara says, "Aidi demakeres b'remizoysav ukritzoysav ozo meshabesh umaisila." It must be, since the woman is familiar with his hints, his gesticulations, ukritzoysav, and the turnings of his lips, ozo meshabesh umaisila, he might go and convince her to bring to do miyun to her husband and come back to him. You know why? You know why we say that the miyun that you do, the miyun that she does to someone else, will not help for the balas haget? Because maybe the husband who gave a get, maybe the husband that gave a get wants to take her back. So the way he'll take her back is he'll convince her to give, to do miyun to the next husband. But meyun didei, so then the Gemara says that meyun didei nami loy levato gita didei, then his miyun should not be bevato his get. Why? Da aidi de makeres berimima be. The same thing, since she understands his gesticulations and turnings of the lips, he might go and convince her to bring him back. Meaning, the same way we're worried that the meal that she does to someone else should not be effective to the first guy, because maybe the first guy is convincing her to do miyun to the second guy so that the first guy could take her back, so then the miyun that she does to the first guy should not be effective for the first guy, because maybe he wants to be able to take her back, so he's convincing her to do miyun. So Gemara says, no, that doesn't make any sense. Because her kfar shibsha v'lo ishabsha. Because if the miyun was done to him, to the guy who had divorced her in the past, then we're not afraid he is going to try to convince her, because he couldn't convince her to begin with, because he couldn't convince her.
I mean, Stamazai, they're still married. He's still married, so why would he?
Since she did miyun to her, to him, then he, that means he tried to convince her to stay, but it was not able to work. So therefore, in the case, meaning, what does the Gemara want to say? The Gemara says that there's no stira at all, because maybe his miyun, maybe a miyun to him could be mevatel his get, but miyun to his friend is not. Gemara says, why? Miyun to his friend is not mevatel the get, because maybe he's convincing her to do miyun to bring her back. So then, maybe he's convincing her to do miyun to him to be able to take her back. So this, the Gemara says something interesting. He already tried that and it didn't work. Look at Rashi. Hashibsha v'lo yishtabsha. Sharei la'achar gerushin hechzira. He already took her back after gerushin. V'lo yachal apaisa shetamidimai. He was not able to convince her that she should stay with him and do miyun. Hilkach leka lemechashla l'shibusha. We're not afraid he's going to persuade her. V'chein kol ha'yoytzes b'miyun lo yichayshinu l'shibusha. Anyone who goes out with miyun, we're not worried that he convinced her. D'mistama paisa ki ha'gava shaloy timon v'lo yifaisa, because he probably tried and he wasn't able to. But once she marries someone else from a get, he's going to be mefayis her, and he's going to say, you know, I really feel bad that I divorced you. And she still loves him. She didn't get rid of him. He got rid of her. So when he gives her a get and she marries someone else, we're afraid he might try to convince her to come back and she may fall for it. Masha'inkin, in a situation where he took her back and she did miyun, so then obviously he was not able to convince her. Why? Because she was the one who did miyun to him and he couldn't convince her to stay with him. You understand that? It's hard to... But maybe he's the one convincing her to do miyun, and she really doesn't want to stay with him. But that's what Rava said. In other words, there's a difference between the miyun that she does to when she's married to someone else and the miyun that she would do while she's still with him, because we're not afraid that the miyun that she's going to do after the get to this guy was persuaded, because he already tried to persuade her and it didn't work. So the Gemara says that there is a big difference between the two cases, and therefore the question of the stira is not a stira, but what is the stira? Ela ikasha, if there is a question, the chavreya de chavre kasha. There's a question of one friend on another friend, meaning the two cases in the Mishnah are still contradictory. Why? Because it says, Miana boy, if she did miyun to him, Bechzira, and she took her back, and he took her back, Nasan lo again, he gave her a get, Nasis la acher, and she married someone else, Nasar maloy nisgarsha, Asura lachzer loy. So this is a case where first he did miyun, and then he took her back, then he gave her a get, and she married someone else, and she became an almana or a grusha, she cannot go back to him. Says Gemara, Taima dinis armaloi nisgarsha. The reason is, you know why he can't take her back? Is because she was an almana or a grusha, ha miyana, but if she did miyun to the second guy, mutaras achsulai. She could go back to him. So we see that the miyun to your friend comes and is mevatel the get you gave to her. The reason why you can't take her back is because she became an almana or grusha from the second guy. But if she would have done miyun from the second guy, you would have been allowed to take her back. Says the Gemara, Uramini, because then the Mishnah says, Hamimainis b'ish, if you do miyun to a man, v'nisis la'acher, and she marries someone else, v'gersha, la'acher amiyana, boy, to someone else and she does miyun, la'acher v'gersha, la'acher amiyana, ba, zeh ha'klal. Here's a rule called Sheyatsu sahimenu baget, anyone who she goes out with a get, asura lachzer loy, you can't go back to. But b'miyun, anyone who she leaves with miyun, mutarach lachzer loy, she could go back to. What do we see? Ama loy asi meyun dechavrei mevato gita didei. We see that miyun to your friend does not come and mevatel your get. So in the Reisha, the reason you can't take her back is because she's an Aman or a Grusha. But if she would have had Miyun from the second guy, you could take her back. And later on, we see that even if she has Miyun from another guy, the guy who divorced her can't take her back. So to that, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Tavra, break it in half, Mishashana Zu, Loishana Zu. The one who learned one teaching cannot possibly have taught the other teaching. Ula Amar, Ula says, Kegoin She Shilsha Begitin de Mechazia Kegedoila. Really, if she does miyun, it uproots the kedushin of the first guy, and you could take her back even if you gave her a get. So why, all the way at the end of the Mishnah, can the one who gave a get not take her back if the next guy did miyun? The answer is, we're talking about where she got a get from three different people. Miyun, get, miyun, get, miyun, get, miyun. And a woman who had a get from three people, she does not look like she's a katana. She's way too young to have been divorced three times. So it sort of negates the ability for miyun to uproot the kedushin, because the fact that she got a get twice seems to indicate she ain't a katana. Now, Rabbi Lezer said, Tavra, the one who taught one din cannot possibly have taught the other. So Gemara wants to know, Man Tana, who in fact is the Tana of who taught that by Mion you could take her back as opposed to the Tana who held that by Mion you can't take her back. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Maidichsev, what does it mean? In Eicha, Meimeinu b'chesev shasinu eitzeinu b'mchir yavoyu. Our water we drank for silver. We paid for it. Eitzeinu b'mchir yavoyu. Our wood for a cost was brought to us. In Eicha we read about how desperate the situation was. We had to pay for our own water and our own wood. You know what that means? That we had to pay for our own water and our own wood? It refers to Torah. Like the Shvilei Pinchas just said, Torah is compared to bread. It's also compared to water. It's also compared to water. That there were times in history we had to pay to learn Torah. B'shas ha-sakana, at a time of danger, nisbaksha halachazu, when there was a decree that we weren't allowed to learn, so the halacha was investigated. Namely, let's say you left the first guy with the get and the second guy with miyun. Mahu shatachsa l'rishon, could you go back to the first guy? Our very question, at a time of sakana, they search for the answer for this question. So they hired a guy for 400 zuz. B'shalus Rabbi Akiva b'Sasurin. Rabbi Akiva was in jail, and they asked Rabbi Akiva the halacha. But Asar, he said, you're not allowed to take her back. Es Rabbi Yehuda ben Beser ben Etzivan. They asked Rabbi Yehuda ben Beser ben Etzivan. But Asar, he said, you're not allowed to. Amar Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yosi lezuloi hutzrachnu. For this, we did not need to ask such a shayla, because it's definitely mutter. Mion definitely would allow you to take her back. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi made the following kavachomer: if Mion lets a woman who was married go and marry Lashuk, and that's an Isser Kares, it's an Isser Misa, Le'Isser Kares, Hitarta, if Mion matters an Isser Kares, Le'Isser Lav Loi Kol Shekein, wouldn't it certainly matter in Isser Lav? Wouldn't it certainly matter in Isser Lav? In other words, if Mion matters Isser Eishasish, certainly it should be matter Machser Grushasai. So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi says that they asked a totally different question. Beram Kach Sha'alu. However, this is what they asked. Harei Shahoysa Eishas Achi Imai. Let's say Ketana was the wife of the brother of your mother. Your mother's brother married a Ketana. Now your mother's brother's wife is a Shnia to you. Shehi Shnia lai. She's a Shnia to you. Unisa achiv me aviv ames. And your brother from the father married the woman, and now he died, and this woman falls to you. Can she do miyun to uproot the marriage, basically from your uncle, to uproot the Erva Midrabanan? If it would be an Erva Dairaisa, we already said that since she's falling to you, and it looks like she's falling to you, we're not going to allow Mion to uproot an Erva Dairaisa. But in this case, it's only a Shnia Midivrei Soifrem. So Mahu Shetimain Hashta, what's Allah about doing Mion now, V'ta'akrinu l'nesuin kamayin, uproot the original Nesuin? So the Gemara says, the Shaila is, do we say Yesh Mion la'achar Misa b'makar Misa? Do we say there's Mion after the husband dies, namely your brother dies, in a situation of a mitzvah to uproot the mitzvah, Oiloy or not? So, and this is the case they had to hire someone to determine the halacha. Scharei Shnei B'nei Adam. They hired two people, Ba'arba Me'ai Zuz, for 400 Zuz. Uba'u V'shalus Rabbi Kiva Sasurim. And this question they asked Rabbi Kiva in jail. Va'asar, and he answered. As Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira ben Etzivan, they asked Rabbi Yehuda ben Seva, Va'asar, and he answered. Now, Rav held that if you divorce a woman and then Mion is done, to the second guy, the halacha is she's usher to the first guy. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Ashyan, Rav Yitzchak bar Ashyan said that like this, Umoida Rav Shemuter Achiv Shel Zeh Shenesar Alav. Even though when she divorced the first guy and then she does Miyun to the second guy, she's usher to the first guy because we're not going to say it uproots the marriage regarding the first guy, but you're not considered the first guy's wife in terms of that. Now you're usher to the first guy's brother. We're only going to usher you to the first guy. Miyun will not uproot the kedushin you had to the first husband to allow you to marry the first husband, but it will allow you to marry the first husband's brother. Gemara says, Pshita, it's Pashit. What's the reason why Mion doesn't allow her to marry the first guy? It's not that she was really married to the first guy. Right? For the first guy, he divorced her. She married the second guy did Mion. So really, that should uproot the marriage to the first guy. But we say, well, maybe he persuaded her to do the Mion because he wants to take her back. But that doesn't apply to the brother. Says Gemara Pshita, he's the one who could recognize her. For him, she recognizes his gesticulations and his movements, but not the brother. Says the Gemara, I might have thought, Ligzar hai atu hai. We should aser the brother atu the guy. Kamashmalan, we don't aser the brother. Now the Gemara has a different version. Some say Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Ashyan Amar Rav Kishem she'asur aloy, just like she's asur to the first guy, kach asur la'achin, she's asur to the brother. Aye, but the only reason she's asur to the brother is because maybe there's some kind of shenanigans going on between her and her first husband, but there's nothing to be concerned that there's something going on between her and the first husband's brother. V'ayna ma'keres b'kriyat zayseim r'mizayseim, says Gemara, gzeira achiv atuhu, regozer the brother atu him. We ask the brother atu him. Okay, Marv Raboisai, that is Daf Kuf Chesam Abeis. Thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you for listening to a few minutes of the Shvili Pinchas. If anybody wants, we're going to do a very brief Ion at 10 o'clock. I just have to send out the Marv Mekoymos. So you give me 2.5 minutes. I'll be right back with you, okay? Thank you very much. See you in a bit.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.